Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Vrabel yesterday on Christian Gonzalez. Do you expect him to play? Do you not expect him to play? You can discuss. I do like the people who are like, hamstring injuries are tricky.
They sure are.
Make sure you get him out there this weekend. It's like, I thought they were tricky.
Yeah.
So it's like, I
not a wait and see approach, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Get him out there.
It goes real quick from like, oh, when he's ready, he's just ready. And there's no more take your time with the hamstring injury. Sounds like he's going to play to me. And I'd like to see him out there. Mm-hmm. That does not put to rest any of the narratives about his contract or how much he wants to play through injury. 8 weeks with a hamstring injury. Just measure that up against some other players. Most of the ones who need more than 4 weeks go on IR. He never did. So I don't know.
Do you think he'll play next year, week one, without a contract?
Without a contract?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, the same. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think so.
I also think if he goes out there and plays 14 games in your scenario.
Yep, he probably should get one.
I think he will get one.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so I don't know how realistic that is, but then again, we're talking about the Pats. So maybe.
Exactly.
And guess what?
Speaking of.
Robert Kraft just got an influx of cash and or needed some cash, depending on how you look at it. This happened during our first segment of the show.
It's not about finance.
Robert Kraft to sell a minority stake in the Patriots to a private equity firm.
Tom Brady?
Not Tom Brady. This is according to the Sports Business Journal.
Okay.
Private equity firm Sixth Street, who you may know.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
From their investment with the Boston Celtics, along with the San Antonio Spurs. I think Barcelona. It is FC Barcelona.
Ooh, FC Barcelona, good club.
So they are bought in with minority investments in a number of different organizations. Now, I've seen a few different percentages out there.
$1.429, $626.
Yeah, 8 or 9%, it seems like.
Well, I see private equity firm
5 or 6.
7 or 8.
Sixth Street has a deal in place to acquire 3%. But then the deal is part of Kraft's plan to divest 8%. So maybe Sixth Street isn't buying the whole 8%, but Kraft is going to put up 8%. Is that what it is?
That's how I read it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sports Business Journal had a story earlier, and it just said Sixth Street will acquire 3%. This is part of Robert Kraft's plan to divest 8% of the franchise, which is now valued at over $9 billion. Approval is expected to be between October 21st and 22nd.
Okay, so a number of professional sports franchises are doing this.
This is kind of common now.
It is. I still didn't necessarily expect to wake up today and see Kraft selling a portion of his team, 8 or 9%, whatever it is.
No.
So I didn't expect that, and it goes back to a conversation we just had 2 weeks ago. When Tom Brady was in the booth, sitting there with the headset on, Raiders game, Monday Night Football, I'm like, don't you wish that was Brady here?
Yes.
And we asked Curran about it 2 weeks ago. Curran's like, well, no, they didn't want Brady here because they weren't going to take pennies on the dollar for their deal. I know you have other theories about that, which we can get to, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Would I rather sell to nameless, faceless Sixth Street and have Robert Kraft make money hand over fist? Or if you're selling a piece of your organization anyways,
right,
sell it to someone like, oh, I don't know, your son, your fifth son, Tom Brady. But Robert Kraft didn't want to do a deal. And I'm not telling you it's a bad business decision. It's a great business decision, I'm sure. I'm still disappointed. If you're selling a minority chunk of the team, sell it to Brady. Don't sell it to Sixth Street.
Is part of it because if Tom Brady's in the owner's box, Tom Brady gets all the attention. And if you win the Super Bowl, Tom Brady's on the field. Everybody wants to talk to Tom Brady. Tom Brady becomes and remains the face of the franchise.
So not only is it about squeezing every penny out, you're already worth $9 billion for something you bought for, I forget the number off the top of my head, $140 million?
$3,721. Right. Yeah, I think that's how much he paid for the Patriots.
Whatever it was, you've already made so much money on this, but whatever you want more, that's fine. Capitalism, it's America.
Over $1,200 billion.
So not only are you squeezing out every penny, but yeah, now your ego can't handle being overshadowed by Tom Brady.
I think that's part of it, because I think it's one thing if you're like, we're just not going to do it. We're going to keep it only solely in the family the whole time. Okay. I respect that. You made a great
family business.
Yeah, you made a great decision years ago.
Josh Kraft certainly needs some money after spending a lot of it on his own, mayoral.
Give it a shot, right?
Candidacy, yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so he took a big shot. No, because I'm not one of these like, oh, just because a player was really good for a team, that player should then go into the front office or own that team or whatever else. No. Tom Brady is very much sort of the exception. Tom Brady is the greatest football player of all time. And wanted to do this and wanted to get into ownership in the NFL. And the Patriots, that wasn't an option just a couple of years ago, but the Raiders were. And now he owns the Raiders, and he's clearly very involved in it, talking to Chip Kelly, sitting in the booth, the whole thing. And you're like, all right, you have a statue of this guy out front. And he owns the Raiders, the team that you beat in the Snow Bowl?
Look,
very strange.
We're not questioning the business acumen of Robert Kraft. Maybe we're questioning if he can handle the ego check a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Patriots fan, he's selling 8% of the franchise, 9% of the franchise, and he's already made money hand over fist.
Now, I guess the question would be this.
Wouldn't you rather it be Tom Brady?
Yeah, of course. Now, obviously, money is the most important thing in the world to many, many people. But would, 3%, what does Sixth Street pay for 3% of the team? And I guess you could crunch the numbers, right, if it's $9 billion.
So just that 8% alone would be $72 million. So divide that amongst 5% or whatever.
No, it'd be like 720.
Yeah.
Oh, would it? Then I missed the zero.
Yeah.
Big math show.
It's $9 billion. $9 billion. But anyway, what Sixth Street is paying for 3%? Could Tom Brady even come up with 3%?
Probably not.
Right.
So, I mean, look, current set, we asked him this two weeks ago, or whatever it was, 9 days ago. And he said they're not going to take a crummy deal. There's also other pieces that come along with Tom Brady. Like, maybe people would like you again, and maybe people all of a sudden would start trusting the organization again. Like, there are pieces to it that aren't just about the bottom line. But whatever. I think most fans would like to see Tom Brady back with this organization. That ship has sailed.
Good Keefspiracy on the text line. Could there be a fear of getting called out for salary cap manipulation during Brady's discounted salaries over his career? And then you were like, hey, Would you connect the dots and be like, you promised him ownership of the team?
Maybe the league's like, woo! Maybe the league's like, no chance.
Yeah.
No chance we're allowing Brady to get part ownership.
I guess.
On top of the sweetheart real estate deal he's already
got.
But
the league obviously wants Tom Brady very much involved in the league. He's allowed to own a team and call games on Fox. They want him super involved in the NFL. You'd think he'd be involved with the team that he made put on the map.
Yeah, just trust his ethics, Keith. Yeah, Keith. When it comes
Everybody else is being very distrustful.
When it comes to Brady and his ethics. So again, the news here, Robert Kraft selling a portion of the Patriots, 8 or 9%, different reports out there. 3% of that is to Sixth Street, who also is part owner of the Celtics, so let's get to know them.
Yeah, they're cooking something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something up.
And it's not the Tom Brady. So how do you feel about that, Patriots fans? You can discuss 617-779-7937. Good business deal for Robert. Can his ego not handle it? Would the league not even allow it? Good Keefspiracy there. Again, you can weigh in. Brady is a top one all-time quarterback.
He is.
Drake May is hoping to be a top 10 current quarterback. And in some metrics, he already is. He was asked about this yesterday. Here's Drake's answer.
You're top 5 in passing yards, top 10 in touchdowns. I'm just curious, do you pay attention to the stats? Does that stuff matter to you at all?
I think winning matters to me. I think that's the main goal.
why you play, you know, why I play this position, why I play this sport. I think, you know, quarterbacks and the ultimate kind of stat is wins. So I think that's the biggest thing that I focus on. And if that's throwing, you know, 10 touchdowns in a game or throwing one pass in a game, just trying to win.
You believe him? The most important thing to me is winning. Because if it is, he's kind of stunk at it.
I think it's just he knows that that's the right answer. So I give him credit for that. Like, that would be if he was taking a test and the question was, what's the most important stat for you? Wins. Wins. If you're a quarterback, you have to say wins. I think with a lot of guys, even Tom Brady, we saw this in 2019. It's wins with yards and touchdowns. And, you know, you want to be, you don't want to, he's lying when he says he wants to win and throw one pass. Mac Jones threw three passes in that win over the Bills.
It's a great point.
Like, it proved that they had no ability in them.
I'm sure Max said that after that game. I'm sure he's like, wow, the only important thing is winning. And that was the divide. That's where the divide, it wasn't Patricia and Judge. Right. The divide with Bill and Mac Jones started right there, that win game in Buffalo.
I'm telling you, Tom Brady is the best example of this, because if any player ever you thought only winning was the most important thing, you would say Tom Brady. The guy's won more than anybody else. And you remember Rob Gronkowski was doing Fox, I think, that year or whatever. And he's like, Tom Brady is the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in football. So yeah, but like, both can be true. Like, you can want to win more than anything else, but you want to be a part of why you're winning. You don't want to watch your team win, but like, hey, I'm on the team for it. So like, I don't really truly believe him. It better be on the list. It better be high on the list. But no, you want to be out there throwing touchdowns, running in touchdowns and things like that.
Real quick on Drake May, who already is top 10 statistically in a bunch of categories this year. Is it realistic to expect him to be a top 10 quarterback by the end of the year?
No, that feels a little high. I think there's an opportunity for it, because similar to teams in the NFL, like, there's like, you know, five great ones, five terrible ones, and then everybody else in between. And it's sort of like a week to week thing on like where they are. I feel like that's probably the case with quarterbacks. We did our tiers, you know, way before the season started on quarterbacks. And there's sort of like that top four. Now, one of them's Joe Burrow, so cross him out. So if you want to say he's not included in the top 10, that moves everybody else up one.
Right. We'll still know Burrow's better than him. But
there's a big giant.
In the meantime, he bumps up a couple of spots.
There's a giant middle pack where on a daily basis, I'd be like, yeah, Drake May's better than Geno Smith. But was he week one? No. Like, he's better than Tua. I think he was better than Tua. Like, I think, is he better than Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, but he didn't get the head-to-head win against Aaron Rodgers. So there's like a lot of guys that he kind of flows back and forth. I personally would be happier with, not happier, I would be satisfied with top 15. If you're like, he's a top half quarterback after year two, I'd feel good. Top 10 is tough.
More realistic.
Yeah.
For sure. Meanwhile, you can discuss again the Robert Kraft selling a portion of the Patriots. One thing I just read, and I don't believe we mentioned this, and I hadn't seen it till now. The investment might go beyond just the Patriots. It might be all of, you know, Kraft Enterprises, including real estate.
The Revs?
Around Patriot Place and the stadium. So maybe all Kraft Enterprises is not accurate. But
the paper company that Jonathan was dealing with during the Vrabel press conference?
But it could be like Mayo press conference? Patriot Place and Gillette Stadium and some of that as well.
Okay.
So we'll continue to monitor this throughout the day. Breaking news during Jones and Keefe. Let's continue with the Pats talk. Drake May, how soon? Can he be a top 10 quarterback? Do you believe all he cares about is winning? And on top of that, Christian Gonzalez should be back this weekend. We got Pats talk on the way. Red Sox talk, rather, on the way at 11 o'clock. Rob Bradford going to join us at 12:30. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. And we'll go on the clock. How do the Patriots beat the Panthers in just 60 seconds? That's at high noon. But on the way next, you happy with the returns on Steph Diggs to this point in time? We'll do that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.